Good evening, Perry.
I own a motel. Not too far from here. And you'd be welcome to spend the night in one of the empty rooms if you'd like.
Oh, it burns! Oh, it burns! Good night, the devil!
Yes. Hey everybody, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Necronomicast. My name is Wayne.
I'm Zip.
This is Brian.
Hi, this is Doug.
And we're all here today to talk about trailers.
Dun, dun, dun. Looking into the crystal ball of the future.
That's right. The time is upon us. It is. It's getting up. It's getting to be fall. There's a super harvest moon out tonight, actually. So, yeah, werewolves are about. Double penetration werewolf time.
Yeah. Look out for some double penetration from those werewolves.
So, yes, it's coming up on the season of new horror movies that are coming out. And we've been watching some trailers, and we want to give you our 2 cents on if we think this is going to be good or not. And then later, after we see them, if we do see them, we'll find out if we were anywhere close. Yeah. So, and Brian, you have your system, right? You have your...
I do. I'm going to be unveiling the new patented Brian system of rating a trailer only. So don't email with like, oh, you're totally wrong. You're totally wrong. This is just trailer. It's either... It has potential, or it's a pant load.
Dun, bum, bum. It's a dump. All right, so some of us have seen the same trailers, and some of us have not. We watched some different trailers, and we're going to kind of give our opinions on those. So who wants to go first? Anybody?
I'll go.
Not me.
All right, Zip.
I watched a bunch, and I'm having trouble remembering which one's which here. But, I thought Annabelle. I was really excited about Annabelle because I really like The Conjuring. And I don't think the preview doesn't really make it look like it's going to be that really good or scary.
One trailer was better than the other one. There was two on that site. Mm-hmm. And the one on the right, I thought, was a lot better than the one on the left.
They were quite different trailers. That's true. But yeah. I remember just watching both of them being like, this... That opening scene in The Conjuring, that was pretty scary. But like watching the movie, I was kind of... Or the trailer, I was like, maybe.
Lots of girls looking down at their feet, shuffling around in white... house coats.
Yeah, not really.
House dresses.
Not really much explaining what's going on.
But the weird thing is that in The Conjuring, the Annabelle doll had something to do with it, but in reality, it was also, it's just a Raggedy Ann doll.
The real one, yeah.
The real one. So this is trying to pull off of the kind of a prequel to what made the Annabelle doll possessed. And apparently, this makes it look like it was possessed by a person when they were saying it was possessed by Doom. I don't know. It looks like it was a gift. Now, who would buy this as a gift for anybody or
for
anybody?
Right.
Right.
That was really?
Like, oh, God.
Wow. But again, scary dolls, you know, that's always scary, right?
Sure. Yeah.
It worked by in definition. Poltergeist.
Yeah.
That's true.
It worked in The Conjuring. Chucky. Yeah, just watching that. So it's like... It's produced by James Wan, but it's not directed by James Wan. So, of course, we're just going by off the trailer, and the trailer probably left.
I just don't think the trailer makes it seem as. I'll go see the movie anyway.
Yeah.
As a fan of The Conjuring, I'm going to give it a chance.
All right.
But the previews did not. The trailer did not.
So this one would be
excite me. I'm going to say pant load on the.
But you're going to go see it.
So that's the other one anyway.
So would you recommend the movie theater or on demand?
I'm going to go see the theater. I'm going to go see the theater because just based on its association with The Conjuring, which scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. All right.
And it comes out in October. It'll be a good time.
I'm just saying the trailer's not really doing it. I kind of was giving it a meh from the trailer.
All right. Annabelle. When does it come out? It comes out October 3rd.
Yes.
Third or fourth. Something like that. All right. What else did you see?
Let's see. The Pyramid.
Oh, right. Okay.
That looked pretty interesting to me. They're in a pyramid. They're searching
the
around pyramids? Pyramid. They're in I don't even remember how it started out with where they found the pyramid, but they're in the pyramid and things just keep changing, like as they're going through the pyramid, the pathways
change.
Oh,
yeah. Like it was a new. It was a new. Like a wasn't it like a new archaeological find?
Yeah, it's like a newly found.
It's like a catacomb kind of a thing.
And they opened up a door.
They open up and they go in there and they're just they're like, don't go in there. Don't go in there because you're never going to come out. And right. You can see what's going on as they go through this thing. The walls open, doors shut. You're lost in the pyramid.
Ah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're trying to break into the supercomputer in Weird Science. And they're going.
Yeah.
And then there's the skulls. Yeah, right. And then goes, he types. And then he goes. And they blow it away. And
yep, just like that.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Works everything. Okay. They don't need a mouse. All right, so the pyramid. How you gonna rate that one? You gonna go see it?
I'm gonna see it. Yeah.
All right.
I'm definitely gonna go see that one.
Zips is just gonna go see all of them. He doesn't care.
I will. Yeah. There are a few I will not go see. Well, Septic Man doesn't look too hot, so I'm gonna avoid that one.
Yeah.
No.
It seems to be a favorite. I see all these updates all the time on Bloody Disgusting.
Really.
I didn't watch the trailer.
For Zephyr,
you weren't too impressed.
No, it looked pretty bad.
Or looked great though, in a real bad way.
I might watch when it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it was like a toxic streaming type of thing.
All right, any other ones that you?
No, that's all I got.
All right, Brian, what do you think?
All right, here we go.
Yeah,
I reviewed a bunch. ABCs of Death 2. And it's a cool kind of a concept. It's an anthology movie, from what I gather. ABCs of Death puts 26 directors together to do little short films, all based on death. And they seem to be all indie directors, a lot of foreign directors, names I can't pronounce. So in other words, somebody is assigned A, so there's a death scene with A. B, C, all the way down the line. And they even had a contest, since this is part two.
What do you mean by with A?
I haven't seen the movie, but it's just like, I don't know, maybe A would be axe.
Oh, okay.
B would be, I don't know, there's a bondage in there someplace in there, because they talked about, So there's a different death scene based on
the word?
Based on the letter of the alphabet, somehow.
It's kind of like Sesame Street.
They get...
C is for cooking.
C is for cutting.
M is for machete.
Sponsored by the letter J.
Right. It probably has something to do like, you know. So, but this is a sequel. So they've done it before. Right. And they actually, after they released the first one, I noticed that they had a contest. After I did a little Google search, they did a contest for somebody to submit an idea. And then you got to be a director for this film. So you got this little snippet. So that looks pretty good. I gave that a lot of potential. Annabelle, I have to go along with what we talked about earlier, kind of looks like a pant load. The next movie I checked out the trailer for was Aftermath. And Aftermath looks a hell of a lot like Night of the Living Dead. You have people after some kind of nuclear end of the world situation. They actually show a mushroom cloud at the beginning of the, you know, the poof of smoke at the beginning of the trailer. People all hold up in a farmhouse. You've got the black guy like Ben. You've got the screaming white chick. You got other people trying. Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of, it reminded me a hell of a lot like Night of the Living Dead. And for that reason alone, I gave it a pant load. Now, it does have Monica Keeler or Keelan. I can't remember her name. But she's the final girl in Freddy vs. Jason, who was totally hot back in 2003. She looks a little long in the tooth now because she's in this relationship. Sorry, but she's in this. She's in this relationship with. Let's get a little gossipy, a little TMZ-y. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's in this relationship with Edward Furlong, who's also in this movie.
Oh, I did see that trailer.
He's still alive.
And they're always slapping each other around in the press. I mean, they're always getting in trouble. So I gave it a pant load, but it'd be kind of interesting to see their interaction on screen together.
Well, he does a lot of the sci-fi original stuff, too.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My sister used to love that kid so much.
For real.
When he was in the Terminator movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you watch the trailer, and you don't know if there's actual nuclear waste monsters or what the... It's very secretive what the antagonist of the movie is. But the trailer is kind of cool in one respect, that it has a Geiger counter running all the way through it. So it's like...
Oh, okay.
Whatever that sound is, I can't do it.
Isn't it like clicky noises?
Yeah, there you go. That's like better. That on the much better. Yeah,
that was so, the next movie I saw or the trailer for was At the Devil's Door. It seemed like another creep-ass.
I thought that looked cool.
Like it had potential.
Yeah, yeah. I gave that potential.
6 minutes? Did you watch the first 6 minutes? You could watch.
No, I saw that.
That hooked me. Yeah, that was cool.
I saw that. I didn't watch it, but I saw that that was available, and I will be doing that. So that looks really good. At the Devil's Door. Looks like it's a possession, devil incarnate kind of a flick. Looked good to me. then the Bigfoot double feature, there was Exists.
Yeah, that looked interesting.
Now, that's made by the guy that made the original, or the
Blair Witch, right?
Blair Witch.
Yeah, yep. Blair Witch.
And he also did a segment, if you guys have seen the found footage movie VHS 2. Mm-hmm. And so he made the, he directed, it's an anthology movie with... It's really good. But his segment in VHS 2 is with a guy going for a bike ride, whatnot, out in the country. And he's got a GoPro camera.
Oh, yeah, the zombie one? Yeah.
It's super. It's funny as hell in a lot of ways. I mean, it's really effective. So there's a lot of GoPro in this Bigfoot Exist movie. Like, he's going out. And, so it actually looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, now I'm a big fan of Bobcat Goldthwait, but Willow Creek, to me... After seeing Exists, I thought Willow Creek looked a little kind of weak. But we're talking trailers, so whoever slices them and dices them. So I gave that one.
So Willow Creek, Bobcat doing that one, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. That's
some of his other movies have kind of been surprising and kind of dark. And
yeah, they're definitely dark.
Yeah, because
I'm kind of wondering.
I watched recently after Robin Williams died.
That's dark,
Yeah, Father of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Have you seen that one?
No. Well, it's in like... Best Dad or something.
Yeah, World's Greatest Dad.
World's Greatest Dad.
That's what it is. Yeah. I'm sorry. I watched that right after Ron Williams died, and it has to deal with his son hanging himself when he's masturbating.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he makes his son, and I'm going off topic here, but he makes his son look like he was the victim of bullying. Like, he hung himself not doing that, right. Not choking the chicken, but actually hanging himself because of bullies. And so He makes his son out to be this kind of posthumous hero.
He writes a suicide note for him.
Exactly.
He's a writer.
Yeah. The movie's great. And Ron Williams is great in it, too. So Willow Creek definitely has potential. But it's a found footage from Bobcat. So it'd be worth watching. I'm just being harsh. Got a couple more. Tusk.
Yeah.
I originally gave it a pant load, but then I think I gave it a pant load because I first saw Justin Long was the star, and he had kind of this.
You don't like him?
Well, he had this douchebag hipster mustache, and but then
I thought the same thing when I first saw.
I like him, man.
I love him.
I'm just being a dick.
But I thought the same thing with the mustache.
Trailers are about gut reactions, and that was my gut. I'm like, nah, fuck him. Yeah. But it actually looks really cool, and it reminds me. I was kind of watching it through, and I read the brief synopsis, and of course, it doesn't give it away, but it reminds me of what could be a human centipede kind of a surgical movie.
I'm always drawn to Michael Parks, who was the guy doing. I mean, that guy. I really like him. He was in, of course, From Dusk Till Dawn and on all the Quentin Tarantino movies. He was a couple of characters in the Quentin Tarantino movies. He was the sheriff, he was like that. The guy the pimp guy, yeah, that was like.
He must be in the ones I haven't seen.
Kill Bill.
Some of them I haven't seen. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that was him.
And he was also the maniac preacher from Red State.
Yeah,
the Fred Phelps.
Yeah,
you know, kind of.
I think he's great, and I think in this it looks. It's going to be a strange psychological thriller, and you just can't really tell what's
going to
happen.
And kind of a
comedy
too. It's
a dark comedy. I mean, it's Kevin Smith, so. You know, and Haley Joel Osment. I mean, that's the thing. When you watch it, you're like, holy shit, that's Haley Joel Osment. He looks a lot different now. But yeah, in this one, so I'm kind of interested to see how that goes too.
Yeah. So I
want to comment on something when you're.
When I'm all done or when I'm.
About the
I can go
ABCs.
All night. I can go all night, baby. Oh, about the ABCs?
Let's do it. Throw it back.
Throw it back.
Yeah.
So I was trying to remember what the name of the book was when you were mentioning that it's the alphabet. And I looked it up, and it's an Edward Gorey book called The Gashly Crumb Tinies, which is alphabetical kids' names and, like, how they die.
Jeez.
Oh,
wow.
But it says here is an Abecedarian book, which is a...
Oh!
means...
That's the term?
Uses, yeah.
That so means an Abecedarian?
An inscription consisting of the letters of the alphabet almost always listed in order. So if it's in order, then that would be
it. It's an Abecedarian movie.
Abecedarian movie, yeah.
Oh.
Who says you can't learn something
yeah.
from...
Yeah. Right, from listening to this show.
But it reminded me of the Gashly Crimtani. I had to, like, look it up real quick. I was like, what the fuck is the name of that book? It's just like that movie. Yeah. And then we're three movies later, and I'm like, oh, hey.
Hey, man. Yeah, you got it. Due diligence. What are two more? There's a found... it's not found footage. It's a movie called Found. It's an independent film coming out. I gave that a potential. It's all about a little boy who finds out that his older brother is a serial killer. And the trailer opens up by the little kid looking in his older brother's bowling ball bag, and there's a prostitute's head in the bag.
What he found.
Yeah, really. So it's all like... And then the scenes are like, don't be bullied by these kids, and like his brother's going to make everything okay. So that looked really... creep ass.
Really?
Yeah. Like, so that looked good.
My bodyguard, you know.
Only, my psycho bodyguard.
So Found looks pretty good. I gave that one a plus for potential. Another one, Rigor Mortis, looks like a wildly imaginative Japanese horror film. I just clicked on it because of the title, and it looks like something that we would have talked about a couple weeks ago. If you go back, faithful listeners, and listen to our Asian horror show, this looks like it would fit right in. It's coming up. All about a woman whose husband dies, and then it's like Pet Sematary. She buries him with an ancient ritual, and he comes back.
Really?
Yeah. But there's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon fight scenes, like people flying around.
Of course.
Yeah. But it just looks beautifully. It looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. Just the effects that you just even see in the trailer. And then the last one is Life After Beth.
Yes.
And I'll give you three words: American zombie comedy. And Brian gives it a pant load.
Oh man, I disagree. I'm excited for this movie. This is the one of them that I'm gonna recommend.
Oh,
based
off just the trailer. Though.
Based off just the trailer, I absolutely adore Aubrey Plaza. I think she's really cute, and I'm a sucker for that. And I'll just watch a movie because I think the chick's cute. I cannot stand Dane DeHaan. He was from Chronicle. He was the second Spider-Man movie. He was the Green Goblin. He's the same character in every movie. But it's got John C. Reilly, Molly Shannon, Paul Reiser, Cheryl Hines. I mean, come on. I mean, I think it's Anna Kendrick's in it. I think it might be pretty good.
I thought it looked okay.
I would give it a watch. And again, describe what it is. I mean,
I'll watch her for.
I didn't get it. She was on the Tonight Show, and they showed a clip from it, but I had no idea what the movie is about. No idea. Still, I was like, "What the hell?" You have to watch the trailer to kind of get what the movie's about. So, Brian, take it away. Give it a little. What do you think about the movie?
Life After Beth?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just being silly. Just the whole, putting a comedic spin on eating people and the zombie. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be great. Like you said, it's got all these great actors, and that girl's cute as hell. And even the lady from Annabelle, if you want to get down to it, the lead from Annabelle, I'll probably watch it to see her, mm-hmm. Flounce around in a house coat for 90 minutes too. So, excuse me.
So you have to watch the trailer because apparently she dies and gets buried and comes back to, like, they bring her back.
It's the Pet Sematary thing again.
Yeah, kind of. Again, same kind of thing. So and then so she kind of, I guess, eventually freaks out a little bit.
But didn't they just have? Didn't we just see? There's a movie about zombie. What was it?
It's on now.
You just saw a zombie.
It's on
The Walking Dead.
No.
It's a comedy where it's a movie and warm bodies. Warm bodies. There you go. So I thought, well, it's kind of like that.
Kind of. I mean, that was different. That was an apocalyptic deal, and we reviewed that a little bit, and that was pretty good, I guess. That was watchable and was kind of romantic and kind of a comedy and zombie-esque thing. Actually, it was a big take off of Romeo and Juliet. If you go back and watch Warm Bodies, it is directly...
Oh, is that right?
It's Romeo and Juliet, only it's a zombie tale of that. Direct scenes, names, a lot of correlation between Romeo and Juliet.
Before we pass the mic to Doug, I was just going to say that there's another thing that everybody should go out and check out. If they haven't already, go to YouTube and then look up modern trailers for like older horror movies. Like there's this guy, this artist that's making modern style trailers for
really?
The original Friday the 13th, Halloween 1 and 2, he made one for Nightmare on Elm Street. So it's like the shock value, yeah. the sound effects, the cutting.
Because now when you watch some of the old trailers, it is really weird to see the... In a world where one man...
You sound like the guy, totally.
Yeah.
...buries his wife.
Yeah. So somebody's actually gone
Death
through these movies.
So hokey, yeah.
And chopped, it just sounds weird when they do that.
And chopped quick scare,
yeah.
jump scare, modern kind of trailers. So that's pretty cool.
We have to watch some of that before you go.
Yeah,
I want to see one of those. Right. I thought at first you were talking about like the recuts where they made like The Shining into a romantic comedy. Yeah. That's classic, you
that's
know.
Isn't that rom-com. Just great?
Yeah. Yeah, they did it's just called Shining, I think. And it has the little Peter Gabriel comes in.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Yeah. Hilarious. I haven't seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, you're right. We're watching that after this.
Is Scatman Crothers in it?
No, he's in it some. Probably they used everybody a little bit.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, it is so great. It's so great.
Cool.
Misleading trailers.
Yeah. All I have to say that hasn't been covered is maybe Jersey Shore Massacre looked pretty fine.
Yeah.
I think that looked like a glorious
Shore Shark
pant
Attack. It's a sequel to Jersey Shore Shark Attack. Which I did watch part of it. I can only watch it.
The other kind of pant load.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Front loader?
It's a front loader.
Front pant load.
Yeah. God. So I think that looked like fun time. I thought
Sweet.
Septic Man looked terrible, but fun.
You'd watch it. You didn't watch it.
I do think that at the Devil's Door or whatever, that I'm excited to see that. I think that's made by the people that did The Strangers, which was a pretty creepy movie.
Oh, yeah.
So was it The Strangers with the mask?
Yeah.
That looked good. I'm a big fan of Kevin Smith and stuff, so I'm looking forward to Tusk. And can't think of anything else.
Anybody check out the trailer to Amityville? The new Amityville movie?
There's a new Amityville again?
Yeah, that Blum guy. Blumhouse Productions. He's the guy that made the original Purge, I believe, or worked on that. Mm-hmm. So he's the kind of the new king guy that takes $3 million and turns it into 40. So he's kind of behind the new Amityville.
Really? And, I didn't know they were making yet another one. That's
yet another.
I didn't see that in the genre of list for horror anyway. Maybe when does it come out? Is it still kind of way in the future a bit?
I think it comes out January-ish.
Okay, so
because I've been following that a little bit. On Bloody Disgusting.
Hmm.
All right, yeah. I'll have to.
There was
look
one
that
I watched that was like a total. It was a form flick, and it was called like. It was really arty. It was trippy, but I'm not. I can't talk about it because I can't remember the title of it. It was a really long title about the color of your body sweat or something like that. Someone who knows, who's listening right now, knows exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. He's laughing because
I know what you're talking about.
Pull up the list from that website and I can tell you what it was.
Yeah, we're looking at it. I'm trying to find it and I can't find it. I'm just finding all
on
the ones
genres
that made me angry, like Devils Do and Deliver Us From Evil and oh my God. If you go to a lot of these you can find on, of course, iTunes movie trailers. A couple of them. Let me see. The only other one I have that I thought would be interesting was...
The Strange Color of Your Sweat or something. What's it? What's the full thing?
It's The Strange Color of Your Body's Tears.
Sweat, ooh, whatever.
Of Your Body's Tears.
Yeah. A visual masterpiece.
That looks pretty
freakish,
cool.
Sexy, and
so
deeply disturbed. Yeah, right?
Strange Color
hypnotizing
of Your Body's
and assaulting.
Tears.
So Fangoria said it was hypnotizing and assaulting. So this is a perfect Doug movie, I think, that you should drink
like,
and take notes and watch this.
Oh, you want me
for
to do
us.
The
yeah,
crib
do
notes it.
It? Yeah, crib note this one. This would be great.
Oh, man. The trailer looked a little bit like Under the Skin, kind of.
Which, yeah.
This movie is Doug certified.
Doug notes. We need Doug notes on this one. This would be great.
Okay.
But I was looking at Extraterrestrial. Comes out looks like November 21st. It's kind of a sci-fi horror flick. Again, it's about it's one of those ones where turn down the sound when you watch the trailer because you'll be watching a few of them and a lot of the horror movies will come in like, din. I knew her when she was alive. And boom, and da, da, da. This one's like. She's like, fuck! I threw off my headphones. Like, Jesus! It's just assaults you immediately. Like, there's no mercy. And of course, it's about extraterrestrials, and it has a conspiracy theory, and it's got people being abducted and seeing a crash, and then they're finding out that there's like a treaty and a conspiracy between the government and these extraterrestrials, and it goes down. And at the very end, I had to laugh out loud because the tagline is #. Get probed. Yeah. And the very end of it is like, you get probed. And it just shows, it's like, and the guy's like, no. It's like, and it's like, you know, it's like this totally anti-probing thing. It's got like teeth and things going up. Oh. There's no way it's going to fit in there without doing some damage. And so they're like,
no
people
lube.
That were, no. So they,
no
they're,
reach around.
They're all trying to figure out how to get out of out of being experimented on. Not a ton of people in here that you would know. You'll know a couple of faces in here, but you'll be like, oh, that guy. Oh, shit,
or
that guy.
Hands.
Oh, exactly. You might know them by their bungs. So, but anyways, Extraterrestrial, that is a horror sci-fi that's coming out 18th of April.
You might want to.
That sounds great.
Yeah, we'll have to show you this.
Get
trailer.
Probed.
Great.
Get.
Yes, #.
Get
probed. So, I think the only other one, actually, I did want to talk about some that we just saw, and they still have the trailers up there, but I just saw As Above, So Below. We were talking about that one earlier on the show, on a different show, I believe. That was a pretty okay movie. We actually went. It's in the theaters now. Remember, I asked you if you were going to go. So that's in the theaters now. We went and saw it. And even took Kendall. She's 14, and it was kind of like, okay. It was interesting. And then after you think about it for a while, you're like, what the really? Whoa, what the fuck? And even the girl, we went up, got tickets, and we were like, oh, I haven't seen it. She's like, yeah, I saw it. It was pretty decent. Last 15 minutes, though, I was like, ah, come on. So before we even saw the movie, the chick's like, yeah, last 15 minutes, or like they just had to wrap everything up and take it away. But if you watch Harry Potter, you're going to like this one a little bit because there's a couple of things in there that are... They've referenced the Philosopher's Stone and Flamel, you know, Nicholas Flamel. It's like, what? That's a real guy? Apparently it was. So, so we saw As Above, So Below. And what was the other one we just saw that we were talking about? And we're like, oh, my God.
The one that I saw...
Oculus.
Oh, yes.
That one is out now on demand, I believe. You can watch that one on demand. Or did we see it in the theater? I think we saw it on demand because my other daughter saw it and thought it was pretty good. That one's worth watching. If you can get it on demand, go ahead and watch it. It's an interesting kind of head trip movie with some pretty freaky, scary parts. And it ends up being mainly kind of a head trip. But, that's definitely worth streaming. And I probably would have gone to see that in the theater, too. So if you're at the dollar movies, I'd go in and see them, too. But
I got a question. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of? Do you guys watch the Possession of Jamie Guy? Whatever it is, the guy. I couldn't
Michael
figure
King.
That, Michael
yeah,
King.
I watched a preview
King.
That looked terrible.
Yeah, I was like,
or just boring. It seems.
I don't know. There was a couple.
I
of
I can understand. All of a sudden, things were just going crazy.
Right.
And he's screaming, and then he's normal again.
I didn't do any research on it, weird. But it looks like some like fundamentalist Christian movie.
Really?
To me. I didn't do any research on it, but it looks like something like that.
Trying to warn you.
There's a clip on it. There's a lot of
back to your Bible.
There's a lot of jump out scares. There's a lot of
yeah, it looked like
him in the camera talking. You know, so it's kind of first person on some. Then you see the he'll look away from the camera. There'll be an overhead view. He'll look away, but you'll see the TV monitor and it's still looking straight. Like, oh,
yeah.
It's kind of the whole kid looking in the mirror, and she turns and the kid in the mirror still looks at you. So
someone did something with like they broke a mirror, and I didn't really understand what happened. They just kind of went bah! And it smashed their head into the mirror or whatever.
Yeah, and you know what? Like,
well, what's that?
When I was watching all these I was watching all these trailers, there's like that overused cliche of like, you know, the camera tied on somebody's face, and in the background somebody's walking in the background, or you see something. So
I don't mind that. The big cliche that I've been finding in a lot of these trailers and watching some of these movies is that whole. Where they fall And they're looking at the camera, and I was like, and they get pulled back. The pullback, man. It's in every single one. There's always a fall down.
That might be replacing the old thing where you're in the bathroom and you shut the medicine cabinet door and the dude's behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time I see that movie, I'm like, that's fucking weak.
Yeah. You know it's going to happen.
I've been seeing that for decades now.
Yeah.
That's weak.
Give me lazy something truly frightening.
Up your horror game.
Up your...
Up it.
Double werewolf penetration.
Yes.
There were a couple other movies that were that I saw a couple days ago. It was Devoured.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. I did.
That one looked pretty intense. The preview looked pretty intense. I don't remember.
Yeah, Devoured, that was the one where the lady, she looks like she's from another country, and she's got the sick kid, and she's working hard to save money to, you know, make a better life for her and her kid, but then she's got, like, the sexually oppressive boss and all these other things. And then there's the like the closed circuit camera footage where you don't see something happening, but yet something's happening to her. So it looks psychological in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Devoured, because it takes place in a restaurant. She works cleaning up a restaurant.
Okay,
so maybe there's some cannibalism in there or something.
And wait, we talked about The Remaining. Somebody said that.
Yeah, I watched the preview for that today.
Okay,
that's like a post-rapture.
Right.
Movie.
That's, yeah, that looks kind of interesting. Huh. To the point where there's like angels or demons coming down to pull people out, or.
Yeah. It looked just really confusing.
Yeah. That's one of the trailers. Like, what is this movie about? Yeah. I want to know.
That's why Jersey Shore Massacre tells you exactly what you're going to get.
Right. By the trailer.
And Septic Man.
I don't believe.
When I saw The Remaining, it was like a post-rapture movie. I kept thinking of. What's that comedy that was out a couple years ago?
Oh, This Is the End?
This Is the End.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot, and so I don't know if I want to watch a serious rapture movie.
That was great, because they're all baked, going to the store to buy stuff, and then they're all getting sucked up into heaven, and the rapture.
This one, they like people just drop on the ground, and they're like, did you see their eyes?
And then the big swarm of...
Well, I see something flying around. It looked like something out of Harry Potter. It looked like
the Dementors.
The Dementors from Harry Potter. I was like...
The Dementors.
We're all going to ask a band.
I forgot about them.
Yeah.
All going to ask
a band. Is there a band called the Dementors? That'd be a good band name.
Yeah, there is.
The Mentors.
The Mentors. Kind of sounds like Dementors. It's a Potter band.
He farts so bad that we called his farts the Dementors.
They were just so cold.
They were so brutal.
My soul's being sucked out. Every like, whiff.
Dementors, man.
Yeah. So, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave all the links to the trailers that we were just talking about today on the show page. You can go there. You can listen to this podcast and follow along. You can watch the trailers and pause the podcast and check them out. And then send back your 2 cents if you think you're going to go there. Is this going to be one? Is it a pant load? Or is it a possibility or potential? Would you go to the theater and see it? Or would you rent it out to pay money at home to watch it? Or our iTunes? Or would you wait for it to stream on Netflix?
Yeah, judge our horror intuition.
Right. We'll see how it all pans out. And we'll come back and we'll talk about the ones that we really like, because I know we're going to go see those in the theater, and we'll kind of let you know. Hopefully when they come out, we'll get the first jump on them, and then we will do an episode on some of the new movies hitting the theaters. A lot of them coming out in... Should be soon. Are out now, you know? Yeah, there's a lot of them you can go see right now that came out in August. We haven't really gotten into a lot of them that are coming out in October. There are some coming out in November, so we'll see what happens. So if you've seen it, let us know too. We want to know if we were right. So like Life After Beth was supposed to be out on the 15th of last month. Jamie Marx is Dead is on the 29th. Devil's Door came out on August 8th. So if those are out and you've seen them, let us know.
Oh, that's already out. Shit, I thought that was still coming. Well,
no,
I'll
guess
go
not.
See that.
Yeah,
let's go see it.
Let's go find them. All right.
Let's go, guys. I'll drive.
All right, so that's about it for trailer time on the Necronomicast. And we'll see you next time. Happy trailers. Yeah. My name is Wayne.
Happy trailers to you.
Oh, I like Zip. That.
With 431 days remaining until the next Friday the 13th film in the theaters, this is Brian.
You're a nerd.
I am.
Bye.
Biggest in the room. All right.
You've been listening to the Necronomicast, a weekly podcast produced by Wayne Brecky, part of the Free Life Media Network. For show notes and other information, go to necronomicast.com.